Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. One note, our lines are open to text today, 844-967-2789. Not open for phone calls today for good reason. Devil Radio is moving to a larger studio, and the phone lines still have to be hooked up. So if you have a comment or a question, text it. Luke will read it on the air. I'll respond to it. And we can have a dialogue that way. You know, we talk a lot about national issues. We talk about a lot of things. Luke, do we have a text, my friend?
We do, Matt. We do have a text in from Frank from Poinette. Is asking if you can make any sense of this. The attack on the post office in 2006, the post office was going to invest in electric vehicles in the delivery fleet. Then the Republican Party and DeJoy, head of the post office, shut that down and started their attack on the post office privatization, making them pay the 75 years of retirement pension and health insurance for employees not born yet. Now DeJoy is the head of the post office, wants to replace the fleet with fossil fuel combustion vehicles, and Ron Johnson wants those jobs that could be made in Wisconsin to go to South Carolina, a non-union creating 1,000 non-union state, South Carolina, creating 1,000 jobs there instead of Wisconsin. So that is what Frank from Poinette is asking you to make some sense of this morning, Matt.
Frank from Poinette, my friend, you have said a mouthful. There are a couple of issues there. Let me boil them down because what you say is quite true. Going back to George Bush being president, 2006, the Republican Party started their attack on the post office. And I'm going to give you the backstory of it. What Frank said is true. They demanded that the post office essentially prepay, fully fund pensions and health care for a long period of time. No other company in the country, under any kind of accounting principles or any kind of regulation, is required to do it. Post office said, great, well then, why don't you give us the money to do it? And they said, no, you got to do it by selling stamps. You got to do it by selling stamps. So why are they doing it? It's very, very simple, because FedEx and UPS are competitors of the post office. And this way, FedEx and UPS, as the post office is diminished, FedEx and UPS will do better. FedEx and UPS contribute to senators and congressmen. And here's a sad little anecdote on that one. You've seen FedEx and UPS trucks on your block, probably, if you're in sound of this broadcast. But there are a lot of areas in the country where it's just not economical for FedEx and UPS to put trucks. It just isn't. In parts of Alaska, parts of rural areas. You know what they do then? They bring it to the post office and mail it. I'm not kidding. They bring it to the post office and mail it. So you're paying FedEx UPS prices. Then they turn it over to the post office to do the least profitable work. Then they have their senators and congressmen, their lobbyists do, try to cripple the post office by saying they have to prepay pensions and health care, but FedEx and UPS don't. And none of the automakers do, and none of the airlines do. And Bezos doesn't, Google doesn't, Amazon doesn't, Microsoft doesn't. See what's going on? Now, it was originally done for economic reasons to benefit FedEx. And by the way, the guy that founded FedEx was a Yale graduate of 1968, and I think he was in Skull and Bones with George W. Bush. That was the original link, okay? So open your eyes, all right? Open your eyes. This didn't happen by accident. Nothing happens by accident. Nothing happens by accident. So there you have that. Then you fast forward. They continue the attack because they lose an election and they think they're going to lose it. And they think that Democrats are going to use mail-in ballots, so they'll cripple the post office by doing the following. Getting rid of more than 700 sorting machines that sort about 50,000 pieces an hour. An hour, 50,000 pieces. In all the big cities. And Louis DeJoy says, I did it to save money. Oh, really? Well, DeJoy, let me ask you a question. The minute you took them offline, you shredded them in metal shredders so they couldn't be used. If you want to make money, there's a lot of a secondary market for that in direct mail, private direct mail type companies. Why didn't you do that? Crickets. Silence. Crickets. Louis DeJoy, by the way, was under criminal investigation because he was alleged to have given money to people to make political contributions in their own name, which is a felony. If you want to give somebody a grand, give them a grand. But if you go up to a guy in the street or even one of your relatives and say, here's a grand, give it to this guy, and he'll report it as coming from you, that's a felony. I don't know why that didn't go anywhere, because I don't think he contested that it happened. That should have gone somewhere. The other thing is, why so long to get the guy out of there? This guy's bad news. This guy's very bad news. Take a good look at him. He looks like a villain in a James Bond movie. He looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld. And why is this guy still there? Because the board is appointed. Some of them have been appointed by Republicans, but even with Biden's people in there, you got to get on this thing. This is a very important thing going into the new elections. He will do what he can to injure absentee voting. Here's another sad little side effect of that. Did you know that up until fairly recently, absentee voting was seen as something Republicans did by large majorities? I remember many elections where they said, well, it's too close to call. The Democrats slightly ahead, but they're 5,000 absentee votes out. And everybody goes, oh, well, then the Republican won. Quite frankly, that's the way it was looked at. Now, because of the prevalence of absentee voting, people are deeply suspicious in the Republican Party that it's the Democrats that benefit. I'm not so sure. You know, they keep attacking drop boxes and all that. Even in rural areas, they're out of their minds, the Republicans. Drop boxes and absentee voting are used by everybody. They are very likely cutting off a lot of their own votes. Now, Frank Poinette also raised a good thing about the manufacture of postal vehicles. It's time for the fleet. Time for the fleet of postal vehicles. They're the real small ones. You see, they'll pull up to a, they'll go down in a residential area, and they'll reach out and stick stuff in the mailbox. They're real tiny. Oshkosh, you remember the Oshkosh company here in Wisconsin got the grant. It's a very big deal, a lot of money. They immediately announced that they're going to move their plant to South Carolina and manufacture them there because they're non-union down there. The UAW strongly protested. The Democratic Party, including me, strongly protested. Didn't do any good with Johnson. He won't intervene. He said the other day, I saw the video. They said, what about this? And he said, quote, it's not as if we don't have enough jobs in Wisconsin. The real problem is not enough employees. That is false. a UAW job building cars, building trucks, even small ones for the post office, have a lot higher wages, a lot of better benefits, contribute to pension payments than the jobs he's talking about. When the Republicans talk about jobs, there are a lot of jobs. There are a lot of jobs in the fast food industry. There are a lot of jobs, that kind of thing. There's dignity in all work. There's dignity in all work. Those are fine jobs. They're fine jobs. But if you want a family supporting career sustaining job where you can put some money away, help educate your kids in college, maybe go on vacation, buy a summer cottage, that kind of thing. That's union. That's the UAW. And he stuck it right to the UAW and said, baloney. Listen, if the senator from Wisconsin, and especially back when Trump was the president, when this all went down, had said, I want these made in Wisconsin, they would have said, yes, sir. He's in on it. He's in on it. Where do you think he gets his money? The guy's in on it. These are UAW jobs. These aren't just any jobs. And that's what happened. So he goes, oh, we got plenty of jobs, too many jobs. No, we don't have too many UAW jobs. We don't have too many jobs building post office trucks. Yeah, so that is what Frank is getting at. I can make sense of it. I don't like it, but I can tell you the historical background of it. And that's what it is. Originally, they want to drive the post office out of business. You have to understand that. They want it to be privatized, and the privatized name of it are FedEx and UPS, one of them being George W. Bush's classmate and in the same secret society. That's what's going on. And you're going to end up paying $3 for a letter instead of 55 cents. That is what is going on. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Don't need a text for today. Changing studios. Back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
The Dark Horse Art Bar is hosting the Heart Show, a Valentine's themed art show running from now until the 26th. This art gallery is curated by pieces from more than 15 artists, sharing their renditions of love, lust, and even loss. The Heart expresses so many emotions. The Heart Show is open now through Saturday, February 26th at the Dark Horse Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue in Madison, with free parking in the building.